Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. 51 degrees, which is halfway between 10 and 11 degrees Celsius. Still double digits, though the fact that we're still dancing at that fringe continues to boggle my mind. 83% humidity. Glucose at 106. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yeah, I swapped out my glucose sensor yesterday. These things are timed to expire after 14 days. And yesterday was my 14 days with the old sensor. So peeled the old one off and slapped a new one on. And I figured I'd swap arms, you know. You tuck it in the back of your upper arm so it's out of the way and you're not messing with it all the time. And last night, the sensor went off. There are alarms if you go above or below a certain point. And the alarm went off last night at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, what the hell? Because I haven't had any low blood sugar events. They've all been the rare moments that the alarms have gone off is when it peaked. But last night I got a low blood sugar reading, which I've never gotten before. And the chart, the graph that it gives you of your daily progress through glucose, blah, 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 is much lower than it has been. So I don't know if I didn't get a good stick or if the sensor is calibrated or if I'm actually going into a low blood sugar cycle. I don't know. But now I'm hovering on the low end. So, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. So yesterday, I learned that a theater professor that I had in Wyoming had passed away. Sonny Baz was the head of the theater department at the University of Wyoming when I was out there. And I had gone back to see him last year. Was it last fall? Yeah, it must have been. When I had gone out, saw the Homes.com people, that was sort of a jog on the main thrust of the trip to go visit Sonny and his wife Barb in Baton Rouge. And I don't know, I always figured there'd be at least one more visit. And we had tried. We tried to do one this spring, but Sun had waved us off. He had congestive heart failure, and it had really started kicking in, and he just didn't want people around. He was sleeping more than not, and he was a good man. That gone, been attending University of Michigan for the first couple years of my college career. And then switched over to University of Wyoming for financial reasons more than anything else. Fouls. And I don't know, it was a strange time for me. A lot of things were up in the air. And I remember, I just remember him being very, God, he was solid. And he was very relaxed, very chill in general. Except when it came to theater. And even then he was chill, but he was intense. He loved doing theater. I was in two plays that he directed. No, three. The first play I was in when I was there, he directed. It's Abelard and Eloise, and we did a Eugene O'Neill play, Long Day's Journey Into Night. Oh God. Eugene O'Neill. Man, you get cast in a Eugene O'Neill play, just sign up for therapy, just right away. That's pretty much mandatory. And then we did Amadeus, and it was amazing how he would deconstruct a story and find every way possible to tell that story in the most effective, compelling way possible. It wasn't big and grandiose. It was, how do we cut to the heart? How do we nail this beat or this moment so that we very clearly create an experience for the audience that conveys every nuance of what's going on here? Dude had forgotten more about theater than I'll ever know. And it was more than that. He at the cast parties, there would always be a hot tub at the cast parties. At the end of the run, you have a big party to celebrate. Yay, the end of the show. And his cast parties always had a hot tub. And every director, you know, had a cast party, and each one was unique, but that's the first time I'd experienced a hot tub at a cast party, and then had the expectation of a hot tub at a cast party. He walked that line between, you know, academic leadership and that older friend who knows all the things and wants to share them with you. And that was a first for me. You know, the whole distance between professor and student, the respect, the, you know, I know more than you, therefore you will learn from me whole thing. That I had. I'd done that with all of my professors, but Boz was the first time that boundary, that barrier came down when we were outside of an academic environment. And suddenly he was this very cool friend who seemed to really enjoy talking to you and nerding and geeking out about theater in some way, shape, or form. I remember it was very collaborative. The cast parties, I remember one of my friends there, Laura Ledford, wanted to do a play really badly, and she was amazing. Of course, she's now the head of the theater department herself, so that tells you everything you need to know about her passion for the craft. But she and Boz would get their heads together and talk about the plays that they wanted to do. And that was the first time I'd realized that, A, these vaunted academic monolithic beings that teach are also human beings who have their own passions, and their passions are your passions. And it bridged this gap for me between my perceptions and the reality. He inspired so much in so many people. I'm sad he's gone, but God, I'm glad he lived. And I know a lot of other people are too. And that's what I'm feeling more than anything right now, is not necessarily that sadness, that mourning, but that celebration that and gratitude that I got to have him in my life for a while, and that he took the time to share with me. I don't think he was aware. I'm sure he wasn't. Most of us aren't. We aren't aware of the impact we have on other people's lives. We're just doing what we do. He was just doing what he does. But in doing so, he made my life better. And I guess that's the big takeaway for me. Yeah. Here's to you, Sonny. I should be toasting with whiskey, not coffee, but the spirit is still there. So, anyway, I don't think that's not much of a eulogy, but I'm going through Jameson Square, so I'm going to wrap this up for Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, or the day with no nickname. Either or, what's your preference? You choose. This is a dealer's choice day. You're the dealer, so you choose what kind of day you want. I hope it's marvelous. I hope if there's someone in your life who has, through just being who they are, made your life better somehow. I hope that, you don't even have to thank them. You don't have to tell them, because they're just being who they are. But acknowledge it in your own heart. And be aware of the gifts that are being given to you by the people around you. Because it's happening all the time. All the damn time. People you know, people you don't know. Celebrate that. That's a gift that deserves to be honored in your own heart, if nothing else. And then there's the words of Zigzag Claiborne, Brother Zig, despite everything, create. And honestly, just be you. Be the most intentful you can be. That's potent creation mojo right there. Love fearlessly. Sometimes that hurts. But almost all the time, it's worth celebrating. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.